With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. A set of federal rules to help prevent COVID in healthcare workplaces is now lapsed, just as hospitals are starting to see a wave of new cases. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, created the emergency rules in June, part of a pledge by President Joe Biden to strengthen workplace COVID safety. But the rules expired after 6 months. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what's next.
OSHA had required healthcare employers to provide things like training, respirators, and adequate ventilation. It was the only COVID-specific workplace standard the agency issued during the pandemic. Jean Ross with National Nurses United says it's still needed.
This is still an emergency for nurses and other healthcare workers.
But emergency standards like this one, issued without the usual regulatory process, only last 6 months, and OSHA said it won't extend or replace it. The agency is pursuing a permanent standard for COVID and other infectious diseases, but that process can take years or even decades, says former OSHA official Jordan Barab.
So obviously, OSHA issuing a permanent standard is not going to be adequate to address the current COVID-19 crisis.
He says employers are still required to provide a safe workplace, but without legally binding guidelines specific to COVID, that will be much more open to interpretation. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.